John, did you know the American newspaper business is struggling? Did you know that?
I do know that.
And so does one Miami Herald copy editor.
Hello, this is Braden Sims coming to you today from outside the Miami Herald. I've recently been notified that I will be losing my job, so I'd like to talk to you today about finding a new one.
That's Braden Sims as he introduced himself, and that's actually on the Miami Herald website. Braden Sims joins us now. You're 26 years old. The Miami Herald has been your first job. What happened?
Well, I got laid off is what happened. It's that simple.
Because your copy editing job is what's happening to that? They still need someone to look over everything, don't they?
Well, you know, Miami Herald just laid off about 240, 250 employees. But my department happens to be one of the lucky few that is being outsourced to India.
To India?
To India, that's correct. Mumbai, if I remember correctly. So yeah, my job's been outsourced to Asia, essentially.
Also joining us now is Roy Peter Clark, a senior scholar at the Poynter Institute. Roy, copy editing gone to India, is this common?
It's an unimaginable new trend to save costs, and I find it heartbreaking, both for young copy editors and aspiring journalists, and of course the veterans who sort of constitute the the defensive line of American journalism. Nothing against the terrific journalists and copy editors in India, but it's not just a mechanical, grammatical job. It also involves cultural literacy, institutional memory, and all of those things are being lost, and that's to the detriment of the public.
Mr. Clark, you say it's unimaginable, but television has been using foreign TV shooters for years. There's all kinds of foreign individuals who participate in the production of journalism on many, many different platforms, and there are hundreds of millions of people in India who speak the Queen's English very well, thank you very much. Why should newspapers be any different than any other industry?
Well, I don't think I'm a pretty smart guy, and I wouldn't feel competent to copy edit the work of journalists in India.
And you mentioned the cost in terms of the content. You're saying that there's grammar, and then there's also the institutional familiarity with the subject matter. But in terms of the cost, I mean, we're talking about a company, MindWorks Global Media, that hires 90 young men and women, and they sit there day in and day out, 7 days a week, three shifts, copy editing things from China Morning Post to the Miami Herald, and they say they'll save companies up to 40-50%.
You know, I'm a little old school. I want somebody to yell at if they mess with my copy. I mean, I want somebody to collaborate with.
So you're talking about...
I want somebody who understands what St. Petersburg, Florida is like, who understands what Albertson, Long Island is like, and I want somebody in the room, or at least
You're talking tradition, something that Braden Sims, at least at the Miami Herald as a copy editor, you're really not going to get to experience. Any responses to your cry for a new job yet, Braden?
Oh, actually, yeah. The internet support has been overwhelmingly positive. Received all sorts of sympathies throughout the world, actually.
So when are you moving to Mumbai?
I'm in talks with someone over there, but
oh, really?
The salary is considerably lower than I would hope.
Braden Sims, we wish you all the best of luck. Braden Sims, Miami Herald copy editor, soon to lose his job. And Roy Peter Clark, thank you to you. Roy Peter Clark is a senior scholar at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Thanks a lot.
Keep the faith, journalist.
Keep the faith.
Courage.
Just had to slip that
courage,
one in there.
As Dan Rather would say.
And keep your responses coming to anything you've heard on today's show. You can always send your stories to us at 8778-MY-TAKE.
We're talking about a microbe that's attacking troops in Iraq and puzzling doctors. And we're also talking about summer songs. Here's one from you guys.
It's very calming.
It's Nathaniel's summer song. He said it on the takeaway.org. My favorite summer song is entitled Summer by War. It's slow and cool and easy like a mint julep on the veranda.
And John, here's the takeaway for today. See if you can guess the place.
I wouldn't say this place is rife with candor.
The G8
Can
Summit.
Can you guess?
No more calls. We have a winner. That's the New York Times' Cheryl Gay Stolberg, who joined us from Hokkaido, Japan, at the G8 Summit. What about the 2008 Beep Stakes, Adora?
Well, this morning we're predicting that two women will be running with John McCain and Barack Obama in November. What do you think? Wow.
For another week, you're bidding on Alaska Governor Sarah Palin for John McCain. Stay with us. You can contribute. We're always on. It's The Takeaway.
877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.